Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Can we lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord quickly? Let's do so from the depth of our hearts. Oh, we bless you. Oh, thank you. That tonight you will speak to us in a way that only you can. Let veils covering eyes be removed. Let your word bring us edification and shift. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Streams of Life. Hallelujah. Now, do that again. Can you do that better? Amen. Please be seated. Be seated. All right. Ephesians chapter number 6. Now, let me ask you, are you ready to pray tonight? Okay. Let's start. Ephesians 6, let's start reading from verse 10. Good. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Tell your neighbor, be strong. In the Lord, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. All right? Be strong in the Lord. Hand, not all. Amen. So, and as I look at this scripture, is there a difference? Yes, there is. You can be strong in the Lord. That is, you have unbreaking fellowship with the Lord. But you are not strong in the power of his might. That is, you have not entered into maximizing the might that is in the Lord to win your battles. So when this is happening, you see believers that are very upright, but yet defeated. Amen. Very upright. All right. For instance, John the Baptist. All right. He will come in the spirit and the power of Elijah. But you see him operating in the spirit, but killed without the power. Amen. Ah. Do you get what I'm saying? All right. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Say, be strong in the Lord. And said hand, not or, hand. All right, let's look at this verse 10 in Amplified Translation, please, quickly. Ephesians 6:10 Amplified Rendition, quickly. In conclusion, be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. That strength which is boundless might provides. Amen. So you see, be strong in the Lord, but you also need to draw strength from him. How do I help you understand this? I'm trying to look for the simplest way to explain. For instance, the devil might have gotten to a point in your life where he can't stop your daily routine of consecration, devotion to God, but can attack the ability to get a result in certain aspects because you are not drawing the strength to get the result in those aspects. So you can be a very good Christian, but yet defeated in your health. Because strength has not been drawn in that aspect. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. And copy and paste in different aspects of life. Now let's go to verse 11 quickly. Verse 11, Ephesians 6, verse 11. All right, go back to King James, please. All right, look at it. Verse 11, are you there? So put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Alright, put on the whole armor of God. I saw a video online. So I'm going to use a lot of illustration for you to understand. I think this was Indonesia or somewhere. I think Indonesia. Somebody was standing on top of a building and was seeing a tsunami coming. I'm not too sure if I get it right, but I think a tsunami is what you have when there's an earthquake in the middle of the ocean. Am I correct? Uh-huh. So the water was rising and coming towards the town where people were. So the guy stood on top of a building and was crying and shouting, "Run, run, run, tsunami, tsunami, run, 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 tsunami." It is not the usual wave you have when you stand at the bank of the sea. This is something powerful to carry cars and carry houses. What's the safety protocol for that? It's to run. If anyone should stay and say, "All right, I'm going to swim through," it doesn't matter how learned you are about swimming, you'll be swept off. So what's the safety protocol for you to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil coming? Put on the whole armor. That's the safety protocol. Have you seen a tsunami before? Huh? It wipes off buildings with just one swipe. Buildings. With the foundations. I saw another video when something like that was happening. So somebody was taking video There were two. And the other person was able to jump. Where he was standing to the ground wasn't far. So he could just take one leap and then he's on the ground. But the water coming was coming so fast. So the other person just jumped. And he kind of felt this is not something big. And by the time he was supposed to jump, the water had already covered. So he just entered inside and was swept off. And I'm not sure anyone will survive that. You see, sometimes you don't know what is coming ahead, but wear what God says you wear ahead. Amen? You see, if you have to wait to see it to prepare, you'll be swept off. When is the best time to wear it? Now. Put on the whole armor of God. Holy Spirit. Okay, give me the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 12, from verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12, from verse 1. All right, look at it. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. All right, simply put, the days of your youth, all right, describe the days that you are strong to still call upon the Lord. You see, while the evil days come not. So you want to ask, is it that God is powerless in the evil days? If the Bible says you wear, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. All right, is it that when the wiles comes and you're not wearing the armor, is God powerless? He's bound by his word. He told you ahead, wear them. All right? Remember your Creator now in the days of your youth, while the evil days come. All right, come not. So evil days are coming. If you fail to remember him, you'll be forgotten also. And what is evil days? I'm going to give you very... So I plan to really give you simple illustrations for you to understand. So when I ask you to pray, you pray. There are things that can be addressed, adjusted, and a man can be helped for at the elementary phase. If we postpone the days of those deliverance, the days of adjustment, the days of avoiding those things get bigger, complicated over his life. All right? He will feel he's going to pray about them and adjust later. But what the devil knows is that he's going to counterattack the individual such that the complications of the life become so much, he will not even have time to pray. It is a man who prays that he's going to say he's going to break through. So before the problem becomes compounded, now that, what you are seeing is just one tiny weakness. It's a baby lion. Before it becomes so big and tear you, remember your Creator now. That's what God is saying. Before the evil days come. When you see people who die in the midst of their battles, and who never got free, do you think they planned it? No. But they thought there would be another day to put on the armor. Are you following what I'm saying here? They thought. People think they can cheat the system. Let me give you for instance, all right? Telling people, all right, learn how to pray. See, call upon the Lord when he's near. You say, why would the Bible say call upon the Lord when he's near? Is there a time he's not near? Yes. They say, but God is everywhere. Yes. And the issue is not even about him not being near. It is that something will take you far away from him. That same thing that you are busy with. The agenda of the devil is not to leave you after a while. It is to hold you for life. Never you think the devil plans to hold his prey for a while, then release them. You can now be busy to do what God wants you to do with your life. No. He doesn't want you to ever be free. He doesn't want you to ever be free. So it starts. And when the devil starts with a man, the devil also ministers hope to the man. But there's hope without the strength of Christ. He tells the man, you'll be free one day. You'll be free by yourself. You're going to come out of this. You are still going to become what God has said you'll become. That stadium you saw getting filled is still going to happen. But he's not letting the man pray. And the man is cooperating. You see, he's not letting the man break free from entanglement. And the man is cooperating. All those things that is laying eggs in the life of that person become so complicated that the fellow will now be busy with trying to come out while others are fulfilling destinies. I pray for you. Your life will not get complicated.
Amen.
Say that amen like one who understands. Say that amen like one who knows what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. And you need to hear me. All right? I want you to pray today. But when we get there, you're going to pray. Is that okay? Will you pray? All right? Sometimes what is just happening is something basic. Something that looks basic. Let me show you a scripture. And I'm going to try to use the simplest illustration for you to understand. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Let's start the reading from verse 7. Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 7. All right? You understand the scripture? There's time for everything. A purpose for every time under the head. All right? Now look at it. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Yes? A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Yeah? What profit hath he that walketh in that wherein he laboreth? Okay? I have seen the travail which God had given the sons of men to be exercised in it. Yeah? He had made everything beautiful in his time. So, let me give you an illustration. You are young. Your life is going, moving. You pass from primary school to secondary school. From secondary school to your higher institution, whether a polytechnic, a college of education, a college of health, a nursing school, a college of medicine, a university, you crossed. In all of those that looks like passage of time, there are intervals that are significant intervals in your life. And what God does at those intervals is that He plants specific relationships, specific individuals. And the purpose of these individuals is for both of you to meet so destiny can be catalyzed. Not that destiny necessarily happens, but once there it is catalyzed, the process for the eventuality is set in motion. But what the devil also does is that side by side those moments, he plants individuals, he plants relationships so that destiny can be ruined. Alright, such that by the time you get yourself into that, you become so busy, the goal is distraction. You become so busy that you'd never enter into the plans and the processes of God, alright, and you get so busy by that river, but it gives you hope. It allows a few things happen to you, but those things happening at intervals, you ought to be in the middle of them properly, alright, so that they can carry you through in destiny. So people miss it, and the life just gets complicated. But the worst part is that the devil allow people sometimes stand in the boat at the same time. You see, that one, the fellow does not get deliverance on time. Because he has his identity with the boat. The people who should help him see him, and they believe he's already fine. They see that this fellow is fine. But if you check, the people complicate their own life, but it starts with overconfidence. People's life can get messed up. Let me say this to you. In your lifetime, you are going to see many people's lives start and end before you. Yeah. Sometimes they get themselves in things that they didn't know it's a deep river. Do you want me to give you examples? Let me give you an example. At some point on campus, we're in part one. So we're coming back from church, myself and my roommate. So we saw some of our members living not too far from the church. So we said we should branch. So we branched. He said we should branch. I don't branch. All right? I've never really been outgoing. So we branched. Say, hello, how are you doing? And all that. Are you sure you're ready for this story? When we get there, you know what I'm asking you. So, it says, oh, there's a lady living here. She's part of our church members. So, we enter. How are you doing? Me too. I was doing follow.
How are you doing? Fine, this. So we sat down, we're talking. The girl had some pimples on her face. Then the girl said, they were just talking. So I was just looking. Just okay. Once we are done, we go home. So the girl said, somebody even prescribed to her that the pimples on her face, a male semen can wipe it off. I said, okay. The guy said, really? The guy said yes. The guy said, well, do you want me to donate now? The girl said she doesn't mind. Ah. What's happening? Am I in another world? Then he stood up and the girl knelt down and she was trying to unzip him. I said, what's happening? They say, oh, we are just joking. See, I wish he came out. The following day, so we left. I said, I'm leaving. I left. I got angry and I left. So he ran to meet me. I said, ah, no joke, just a joke. I said, what kind of joke is that? The following day, he came to meet me. I was saying, you won't believe what just happened. I said, what? I said, that girl, I chop her. Part one. Some rivers are very deep. You can't swim them successfully. Once you start, you are not coming out. It's not free till death. Not progressive, not moving forward. Just fine boy up and down. Sometimes some boys sleep with some girls and it's just once, but they can't stop having sex. They can't stop. Somehow, being woke has made this generation of believers feel that witchcraft no longer exists. That there are no girls or boys you can join yourself with and your entire life is finished. Otiton. That life. You don't believe what I'm saying to you? I shared the story. Just when my life was just starting, I could have been finished. A product of God's mercy. Shared the story of the girl that would always follow me home after lectures. So all of you boys that feels it's girls that are following you. Prosperity is not following you. Good luck is not following you. It's girls. Women, they like me because you are the only fine boy, fine and stupid, because you can't say no. You don't know when to say, please stop. You've not seen fine guys who are disciplined, husbands of one wife, don't go to club, don't do all those nonsense. Some of you feel you are too fine for the devil to bring down. He needs to show you how fine he was. So you can understand. So this girl would always follow me home after lectures. And we just gist normally, you know. Just gist and talking. Yeah, so this. But you know, it got to coming to my hostel and then, you know, trying to help me with some chores. You know, fefobo and all the likes. Praise God. You see, and at some point, my mom was around and then said, who is this girl? Be careful about this girl. I said, all right. So she cooked, made soup with meat on it. And my friends in the hostel came and packed theirs. It was just one meat left. So my servant, the sister, sat down, we're eating rice and beans. The soup was poured on top. So when it was time to eat the meat, I said, you can eat the meat. Then, no, you can eat the meat. I said, no, you can eat the meat. He said, no, you can eat the meat. I can always buy meat. So you can eat it. He said, these sharp guys, they know how to pick the meat with their mouth and put it in our mouth. So I thought of it. We've never done that in my house. We're not raised that way. So I've not seen it happen. So I ate my meat with my own mouth. You see? So she sat down and ingloriously opened her lips. I was looking at me in a very strange way. You see, I was very stupid because I didn't understand. I didn't know what those looks. Maybe if I knew what the looks mean, I might have been an idiot. But I didn't know. I just saw that it was strange. Shaking her body. Just, yeah. You see, so, yeah, I didn't. So she was touching her cheeks and all that. I didn't understand. I think at some point it began to dawn on me that I might be in trouble. You know. Because the Bible did not say she'll pray against appearance of evil. It says she'll flee from it. Flee youthful lust. It didn't say, kambalabalabalaba. Yeah. So I sat down there. And somehow, sir, something happened to her. She began to shout that fire was burning her. It was not because I was praying that fire should burn her. I didn't know who was praying for me or something. By one intervention or the other. And she began to confess how that she had destroyed many lives, how that she was sleeping with her pastor at home, and how that it's finished already, how that she has locked his wife's womb, how that she's never going to give birth, how what she had done to her stepmother, then what will happen to any man that sleeps with her. Said she's seen a man with fire in my eyes or something. So she, by herself, was scattering her hair and then ran and left her shoes behind. Ran off. At that point, my friends in the hostel were saying, I'm not a sharp person. All these pastors, I'm saying that there are many pastors who are also sleeping with girls. That they know many of them on campus. That these girls should not go like that. You know. So, I remember around that period, I went home for one break. I think Easter break precisely. And on coming back, I saw that the girl was already living with one of the guys that was beside my room, and afar like that. So he was boasting out that he was enjoying the girl every day and all those things. I wish he would come out. He's been sick since then, just drying up. Just drying up. It happened to another guy too, I don't want to mention his church. He too was said he's a priest. And the girl came to be living in his house. You see? And then he too never, he's been drying up too. Like that. And one time again, the girl, we went for evangelism. Sorry about the way I'm talking. I'm going somewhere. And I'm building something. Just follow me. Went for evangelism, and so I knew where the girl was living as at then, and I told that sisters should go and evangelize sisters and brothers. But one of my brothers insisted on going to our hostel, so I said, "Don't go." But he went there, and he evangelized the girl. And when he showed me the name of the convert, her name was there. So I said, "Give me the name, submit it. Let Sister Ade follow this girl. That's my friend's wife. They are in Ibadan also now. So let her be the one to follow this girl up." So he said, no. That he saw something about her and he really wants to follow her up. So I said, there's nothing good about her. Let so-and-so person follow her up. I was not ready to talk, all these stuff. He said, no, that this one is his own soul that he must win. You see, when you are stubborn, you are likely not going to finish well. Stubborn people, there is no counsel of wisdom that will bring them out. Because they are insisting on their own ways. You see. So if he followed the girl up like that. And that's how we stopped seeing him in fellowship. So I went to his house at night, around past 10, and I knocked his door. He said, "Who is there?" I didn't talk. When I go to single boys' house, I don't talk when they say, "Who is there? Let me see who is in your house." Yeah. So he said, I said, "Who is there?" He didn't talk. So he opened the door. It was on boxers. And the girl was on underwear on the bed. So I was seeing her over his shoulders. That's the girl you said you are following up there. So I said, "What's she doing in your house?" He says she has accommodation issue. Okay. So you are the landlord of the universe. So I said, "Let sister so and so and so. I will call her now." That's another friend of mine. She's in the law and also married to a pastor. I said, "Let us, when I call her now, she will not, I'm your leader, so she will answer me that this girl should move to her house tonight. We'll escort her with torchlight." And then feeding everything is sorted. The guy said no and all that. That why do I think I have control over him? Why do I think I have control over him? And he was shouting at me. So I too was not taking it easy with him. So I said, "Right now, you are going to pick between this girl and the fellowship." He said, "If you think because you are a leader, you can be talking to me anyhow and all that, I'm just passionate about this." I'm boxers, right? Nobody can treat me like this. I prefer to go with her. This one, I don't understand. I think I know everything." I felt destiny happen that day. He made that decision. Because we both went separate ways in destiny. There are things that happen to people and they will never be fine. I don't know what better words to use. They are doing things, but they will not be fine. It's not up to anything. Because a man that departs from the way, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of it is death and destruction. A man that departs from the way of understanding will abide in the congregation of the dead. So there are people you must not leave in your life. But yes, demonic infiltration will want to make sure you leave them. Okay, don't believe what I'm saying. There are people that are like Daniels. If they don't arise, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego too will not arise. Oh, you don't believe. So that's how you follow the girl. And once in a while now, I still go back and just check up on him. No. When a man has missed it, you know. Another time like that, we had somebody else who came to our fellowship and he ministered once, everywhere scattered. Power everywhere. A lecturer. And he made promises to us. But we didn't see the fulfillment. And we didn't even see him too after a while. So I sent people to buy hamper, Milo, wine and everything and take it to his house. And they came back and told me that when they got to his house, they met him on towel with the girl. That same girl was inside his house. Scripture says that don't let your heart decline in her way, for she has cast many wounded. Lo, her way is highway to the grave. By her, many kings have been slain. Listen, Lamuel, and listen to my vows. Don't let your heart go after her. Women, nor your ways to those who destroy kings. If you are listening to me and you are a Christian who is messing up around, you might meet your Waterloo one of these days. It is not everything people come out from. You don't believe. You don't believe. Okay. I'm trying to remember the scripture that says that better is the fury of hell or something than a woman's scorn. Hell has no fury than a woman's scorn. Men, hear me now. I don't know for a woman saying this. There are people who don't mind whether you are married or not. They want you to marry them, even if it means that your wife should die. and they are ready to scatter your home. If you are under the sound of my voice and you are battling with immorality, you are not married, or you are married, please pray. Pray now that you will not make the mistakes of your fathers and fall where they fell and die where they died and raise a home worse than theirs and make a mess of your family. Will you pray if I ask you to pray? Will you pray? Are you sure? Pray now. Pray. Pray. I'm going to give you a minute to pray. Yeah. I will not make a mess of what God is doing in my life. I will not destroy it. I will not cooperate with the devil to bring me down. Please pray. Please pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please be seated. I shared the story of something that happened in a theological school. Of a time that a brother went to confess. Just before their graduation. That he's been sleeping with a girl. Who also was in the seminary school. Yeah. It was even that he was first caught. I can't remember the story fully. But after a while, he had to open up that he and the sister in seminary school have been sleeping with each other. So before their graduation, they investigated. Out of about 30 brothers, pastors who are in training, I think it is just two of them that was not sleeping with the girl, who also was in seminary school. There are people that are designed to meet you at some point of your life, and their role is to collect the most significant thing about your life. Once they have collected you, they can leave you to make empty noise and waste away. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I say, Lord, help me not to make silly mistakes with destiny. Ah, look at the way you are praying. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me not to make silly mistakes with destiny. Help me not to make silly mistakes with destiny. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please be seated. Will you pray today? Okay. I hope so. That you mean what you're saying. I hope you're going to pray. So one of the things that So let's go to verse 12 before I go into that. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness. So let me give you a very simple breakdown. Spiritual wickedness in high places, or sometimes it's called in heavenly places, that is in the cosmos. Please get that word in context, please. All right? There are cosmic powers. There are cosmic powers. Sometimes unbelievers break into their grip and they hold them for life. Sometimes people decide. And that's why I want to beg us. One of the things this generation needs for a balance is accurate doctrine. All this hunger, deeper remo, deeper dimension. But people who don't understand consecration, who don't understand holy living, who are not reading their Bible and are fasting heavily, they break into this realm. And some of them will tell you that they see Jesus. They saw Jesus appear to them. The moment the devil can achieve stubbornness and rebellion in your heart, you are almost irredeemable. Because everything it takes to help somebody who is going astray will start working when the fellow yields. Ah, okay. Do you get what I'm saying? No, you don't understand. If you look for me in 1 Samuel 15, when Samuel was telling Saul that his obedience is not like sacrifice, not better than sacrifice, and to hearken than fat of rams, he was speaking about rebellion, witchcraft, and stubbornness. I want you to give me that particular, yeah. As the Lord great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, obeying the Lord is, as in obeying the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than fat of rams. Yeah. Is it verse 23 now? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So there are spirits. One of the things that demonic spirit likes to do is to influence the will of men. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, God was speaking there and he said, I've said before you, I've called heaven and earth to record this day against you. Give us that scripture. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. For I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and I may live. So something happens when you choose well, you live. But when you choose wrongly, you start dying. So one of the things that demonic operation likes to do is to influence choice, is to come and color the process of choosing where God is to influence the yardstick of your choice, is to control your will, to control your direction in life. And one of the things you need to understand is that demons can be controlling and influencing you and you feel edified. So if you are not somebody, how you know what is trying to control you is by knowing if it is in alignment with the word, the ways of God, not what you feel. Why do you like, I feel peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, because the world also has a pseudo peace it gives. You see that? So I just feel peace in my heart. I've seen people head up for a relationship and I know they are either going to kill themselves or something. But they felt something. So if you decide to live in the realm of feelings, you are standing in the realm where the devil is a master. So you can't stand there. You've got to understand the word and go deeper and stay with God. Sometimes you hear things and this is not God. And it sounds like God. And sometimes you feel the same way you feel when it is God. But how do you know it is not God? The content. The content. The content. You say, but I feel the same way. It's feelings. Anything God gives, the devil also tries to counterfeit. You can pray. See, let me tell you something. And this has trapped many young ladies. They pray. And they hear the devil telling them, so and so and so is your husband. They can't tell the person, but they keep hanging around the person. There are countless, don't let's even shake this table. There are countless girls in the body of Christ who are attached to their pastors that are still single. They will have visions and see it, and yet it is not God. And when that one is taken, they go to another ministry where the pastor is still single. I'm telling you. The pastor sees them as diligent. It's not diligence. They are trying to have sow so they can reap. And some, there's still a spirit telling them that their married pastor is still their husband. Do you know the spirit of obsession? What? Obsession. The girl can't sleep. The guy is shaking. You are my wife. I'm ready to die. Look at the story that happened in Osun State. The girl said she saw a message on his phone from another woman indicating that maybe he has a child outside. And she locked all the doors and set him ablaze. Why? I can't share him. I'd rather he dies than I share him. Then the guy didn't survive it. 3 days later, he died. And the girl said, she's also going to kill herself. And she did. You ask her, do you love him? She says, yes. To the point of killing him and killing yourself. This same God you have never heard about important aspect of your life. That the only time you are hearing him is about sister so and so and so. Are you sure it's the God of the Bible? And nobody can tell you. You don't even mind leaving your church. As long as anybody that wants to come between us. I don't care. Okay. So the devil wants to influence your choice. He wants to control you. And that's why Paul said that, listen, the things I want to do are the things I can't do. And the things I don't want to do are the things I find myself doing. And that's the state of many believers. There seems to be a force that has created an appetite that as against your decision and your desire to move towards destiny, there's something that keeps tying you away from it. Do you look at the warfare that comes when you want to study the Bible? All of a sudden, a manipulative voice says, check the last message on WhatsApp. Then that 1 minute becomes 1 hour. Till it brings something else that makes you too busy to study Bible for that day. Then that becomes a lifestyle every day. Till you no longer even feel like reading the Bible. And you continue a life where you don't even study. But it starts with a day. And that's why Paul was telling the Galatians, in Galatians 5:1, he said, listen, do not be, Robert, don't get yourself entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now that you've been set free, stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And don't be entangled again, because the goal of entanglement is to keep you busy doing one same thing every day. And what you don't know is that you don't have time. You may have lifespan left, but you won't always have the time to do something. Going somewhere. You say, but anyways, I'm just almost 40. Really? Have you seen people that you saw 5 minutes before they died? According to the ultimate calendar, they may be 40. But according to that calendar, it is 5 minutes to death. And the distance, what will separate between them and life, is a word. But it's not just a word. It is a lifestyle that is built on discerning that word. Even when the voice of God becomes the voice of men. Okay. Let me tell you this. Serve God. Now that you are young. We say pray. You say you are an apostle in the marketplace. It's about understanding principle. You will have that money, but it will shock you when you can no longer be traced to God. You want to go and have it, then now come on fire. How? Where? Who have you seen that has done it successfully? No prayer life. Now, listen now. Do you see anyone gain admission in university without writing WAEC, passing maths and English prerequisite? That's the way you want to fulfill destiny and miss caucus like prayer and study. There are caucuses. Oh my God. So the devil wants to influence your will away from doing those things. So you can be empty, light, carryable by him, easily finished. You can be spent by him. All your life can be exhausted doing his biddings. Do you know many people you see on the street who are drunk? And they will tell you that, "I know Oyedepo, we started together." How is he where he is and you are where you are? They made just one decision that later became a mighty gulf between them. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes many of you are around people, you have a roommate. They are praying. They are studying. They are fasting. They are serving God. They are doing stuff. But you won't, because you believe there's a prophecy ahead of you. That was the same way Lazarus was under the table of the rich man. The man will hit, Lazarus will pick the crumbs. And dogs will come and lick his wounds. Till the man said, "There's now a great gulf between us." There's a great gulf. One of the things that must never happen to you is to miss the people God has designed for you to do life together. The people he has placed what it takes to carry you into destiny in their hands. I called one of my sons on Sunday and I said, "Walk with me. You are going to jump above all your hurdles." Physically, it doesn't look like there are hurdles. And I just said that. I just summed every word I wanted to say in that statement. And I said, "Walk with me." I think I'm more careful now because I don't know who is listening to what I'm saying. But I'm going to share a few of stuff. There are people you must not miss. There are relationships that host of demons will focus on you making sure the relationship is spoiled. Because your parachute of destiny is there. And once you miss it, you have a free fall. Yeah. I know people who have been offended at me and left me. And I know that we have destiny connections together. Yeah. I'm not a perfect person. No, I'm not even close to it. I just know that this person should be with me. The devil will make them see the worst part about my life. I say, "Look at the way he's looking at you. Look at the way he's quiet. Look at the way he's talking to you." There are times you don't look at all those things and focus on what God is doing. And that's why you must have a eye that sees. You must know people by what they are in the spirit. Don't live life as a blind man. You keep cutting people off your life. "Cut out of my life. Get out of my life. Get out of my life." Till you are too alone to go far. Stripped naked. Sometimes there are marital intended relationships that demons will come and influence it. Yeah. And just influence it. And just influence it. I don't want to go further than that. And make people see men as trees. You can know that this is the will of God for your life. And wake up the following day and just hate the person. Why must you break up? Why not you pray? And sometimes there are people that you should never marry. Just wake up and like the person. Why must you go ahead? Why don't you pray? All these people that are married, people that are killing them, stabbing them, was that not the day they liked the person? And from the day they said, yes, I do, according to the calendar, the ultimate calendar, it's countdown to the day the fellow will stab them or baptize their head with petrol and light it up. Hey! Soak the husband's head inside petrol in his sleep. Our tonosi, we will light it and leave the entire body. You'll wake up on fire. Hey. One of my friends, while we were on campus, one time, a chicken came and ate his food. So he carried, was it a chicken? No, it was a goat. Yeah. There was another time it was a chicken. He put petrol in the beard of the e-goat. Hey. Then he put fire. I want to be born in for you. Yeah. Then he released it to go and spread the fire to the nations of the earth. The goat, hey, anytime that goat sees us coming, the goat will be, so I knew goat could talk. The goat will be telling other goats, baby, run. Hey. So all the goats will now look at us and then we run. Run. Hey. What I'm telling you simply, those whose life has been destroyed by the absence of this knowledge, maybe they have better stories to tell you. The devil wants to control your will. He wants you to, when there's something right, he wants you to be able to do what is wrong. And if there are people who can tell you do what is right, he wants to first cut them from you. So I'm always skeptical about Christians who want to do what they like. I do what I like. Nobody can talk to me. Nobody can instruct me how I rule my house. Really? Yeah. Okay. But I'm going somewhere. So demon spirit wants to be in control of your thought. Because your thoughts are the seeds of your will. It is what is concluded in your thinking that is going to empower what you do. So the things you want to do, you can't do them. And the things you don't want to do, something is giving you power to do them. A medical doctor who smokes knows that smokers are liable to die young. But yet he can't stop smoking because this power is beyond knowledge academically. So we say, serve God. Say, I'm going to become a prof. That they can make you run mad when he's done. So we talk about serving God later as if you have the meter for your life. As if when you are done gathering all the things you want to gather, you are going to be in charge of your destiny. You know when you are going to now be on fire. You know when you are going to serve God. And some people are wasting away. You see, hear them say, go to the club, the clubs. And they will tell you, I know God is going to use me. Let me just enjoy my life. You know, really? You are not going to come back. Because what is holding you does not intend for you to come back. Ask, and the place you find hope the most is on the street. They tell you, I know I'm going to become something. No, you might not become. Because something is holding you longer. You think it is at your power to become. Oh, you should have known that the more you say yes to God, the more your will to say yes to Him is improved. And the more you say no to him, the more the tendency for you never to be able to say yes to God. Because your entire life and the flow of living has been informed to do it without God. Something has informed process. You have learned, particularly you have seen a result without necessarily praying. I called some of my boys. I said, detach yourself from so and so group of people. Don't work with them. Don't work with them. Don't work with them. You may not necessarily have the kind of money they have yet, but finish school and don't work with them. I said their issue is that they made money without prayer life. So they saw Christians as religion, as those practicing religion. So don't work with them. They will finish you. You will have money, but you'll be finished. You'll be finished. You will start gradually with the fact that you don't just talk God. Then later you'll be engaged. The devil starts without being suspected. He starts unnoticed. It starts gradually. It starts like he's not going to do something harmful. It starts like he's not intending to go further than that. It starts like that is all his plans to do. That small thing. Just this small play I'm playing with you now. Just this small play. That's how people got in deeper and deeper till there was no way out. I remember people that we started together on campus, carried the Bible together, organized meetings together. I just remember the junction where everybody stopped. I remember sometimes saying, look at what the impact of brother so-and-so would have been in the body of Christ by now. Some of us are backbenchers. We didn't backbenchers. We're not the ones in the front. We had some heavyweights amongst us. But the devil knocked them out. Sometimes we just found a small girl on campus. And they thought they would come out. They would have actually come out if only they had run to the place of safety. But they tried to come out alone. And most of the common thing is that they have no voice of authority over them. A man who is on the eagle's wing can prick you to where he's standing. People think that when they have leaders over their life, they think the leaders need them. That's one of the delusions of the devil. So people come to my office and say, come and lead me. As if they are going to do me a favor by me leading them, that my life is going to get better as I'm leading them, because it's going to be a privilege for you to be leading a champion like me. Come and lead me. Do you know what you are talking about? When I instruct you, do you know what it is? When I say sit down, don't preach, do you know what you have escaped? When I say leave that girl, do you know what you have escaped? When I say don't go to that city, sit down and wait till you are formed, do you know what you have escaped? You think fathering is about doing phone call every day? Hello, how you doing? I'm fine. Ta-da. Or putting my pictures online. When you are called out of the blues and given an instruction, do you know what it is? When you ask for counseling and you are told, okay, do it this way, don't do it this way. Do you know the pace you have covered with just 5 minutes of counsel? I've met people that their lives would not have been that complicated if I'd been able to give them the same thing I'm telling them now some 5 years ago. And I've also seen people that they are at that level where that thing can work and they will not take them. And that same thing will not be what will be needed in the next 5 years. Because they would have built resistance. When you are sitting like this in church, do you know what is happening to those who are not seated, who are your colleagues, who also believe God will do the same thing he's doing you in them? And meanwhile, they are not being fed. They are not being edified. Do you know the process that is going on in the race of destiny? Each of the minutes you are busy and the devil is keeping you busy with sin, entangling you. Do you know how many Davids will not become king? How many Josephs will not be a prime minister? And how many Saul will be torn? How many Samson will be torn by the lion? Not all stories end well. It is the ones that end well we speak, we tell. Many stories that would have been sweet if they ended well, the devil aborted them. There are many people whose stories would have made books, but it didn't finish the way it should finish. You just leave it like that, as a memory. The devil joins himself with people's lives simply and complicated. When I ask you to pray, when I call for prayer and fasting, when I call for morning prayers, and you are praying, do you know what exactly is happening? Do you feel something is happening? Are you grateful about it? About the privilege to be in a place where such fire is burning, where you are knowing what you are knowing early? One of my spiritual sons who was working in a city met a man who was close to his 70s. And the man was not looking fine. He was looking tattered. He was looking haggard. And the man was telling about the ministry he's doing, that God told him that he should be going about from place to place and then be praying for nations of the earth. And he's been doing that since the 80s. It is either you were heard, but you didn't wait for God to finish, or you didn't hear well. God can't be using you and your life is going down. Those he calls, end of it, he glorifies. But people take off like tornado and don't care about what it is that is a counsel. That boy knew, even the fact that at then he was in his 20s, he knew that this man has missed it. But the man missed it in Jesus' name. How will a 20-year-old boy know that a man around his 70s has missed it? It means the boy knows something, the man jumped. What I'm telling you is that you can be saying what you are doing is ministry, yet it is demons pumping you up. What happened to Saul? Samuel said, let's wait and sacrifice to the Lord. Before Samuel came, Saul saw that people were leaving and he sacrificed. And Samuel said, what have you done? What have you done? He said, the people were leaving. So what was making the people leave? A spiritual force. A spiritual force. Yes, that's the fact. A spiritual force was making them leave to trigger something. Those demons were not ignorant. They knew what was going to happen. I was making them leave. And then another spirit influenced them, sacrifice now. And Samuel said, today, will the Lord have established your kingdom over Israel forever. Does this make any meaning to you? That sometimes the devil comes the hardest at the moment that God would have established you. Sometimes he makes you fall into offense at the moment that you would have become a pillar. Oh my God. Pray. Lord, every veil that is hindering me from seeing as you see, take them off. Now, I'm looking at some of you the way you are praying. Don't worry. Pray the way you want to pray. Sit down and just be looking and say, every veil. Yeah, sit down there. Yeah. Yeah. Pray. Every veil that is not making me see the way you are seeing. Take them away. Take them away. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Hey, Adavaka de Valabalade. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Please be seated. Yeah. Every veil needs to catch fire. Amen. Because one of the things the devil does the most is to make sure you fight in darkness, so that you will not be able to see well. Scripture was speaking, Paul was speaking to the Corinthians. He said that these people of whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, and they will not see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. So there are people that their eyes are, and that's why I'm telling you, in leading people, the most critical thing is to speak to people with unveiled faces. Most times what happens is that you speak to people with veiled faces. Do you think it is normal that your pastor is speaking, but you are getting offended when you are hearing it? Because there's another, if you go to United Nations meeting, different nations sit down, but they are speaking in one language, and they plug in those earphones. Have you seen that before? Those earphones are not for the commission. There are interpreters that are interpreting for them. In the same light, there are also demonic interpreters. There are interpreters that their own duty is not even to get you offended. But when the word is coming out, they will just laugh. Then you remember something somebody did at some point and just laugh. And while you just were lost in thought, the arrow of a word that you need for that season pass. Yeah, that's what they are doing. That's what they are doing. That's why I'm very keen about the gospel. That's why I'm always checking those who are following online. Because it is the time that a word should come for somebody, the network will just have glitch. You are the one who is seeing everything in the physical. You are the one who is seeing everything in the physical. That's why when that thing went off, I was looking at them. Because the devil knows what is about you. And I have to be in the right frame of mind. You know what I'm saying? There are times I'm preaching somewhere and the mic I'm holding, I can't really flow because I'm not. That's why we check everything and make sure everything is fine. Because there has to be a state where things can flow through. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yeah. So there are demonic interpreters. Sometimes some of you are reaching out to an helper and there's an interpreter that's misinterpreting you to them. When they see you, they are seeing something. There are spirits that influence people's decision not to help you. Yeah. And tell them that you are not ready for help. And sometimes the spirit will not even tell them not to help you. Will just wipe off your remembrance from their memory. And they are trying to remember who is left in the house of Saul that I can. You see that David does not know them. It took somebody to intervene and say, there's somebody called Mephibosheth. It was off his memory. You see, it was off. So you think that having abundance is life about knowing how to do your work. No. There are spirits that controls this realm. Are you following what I'm saying now? You think it's about knowing how to apply? No, you will apply and apply for long. You think it's about being smart and then being intelligent? No. There are spirits that controls favor. That if you are not praying and get yours in the spirit realm, they will influence it and fight it, and you will have to eat the crumbs. Because the stakeholders who know how to pray and fast have collected theirs in the spirit realm. So you have to understand this. Hey. 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 Now, sit down. Sit down. Listen. Sit down. Those of you who don't pray about your finance, who don't pray, you feel... No, don't mind all those Christians. That's not about prayer. No, you will soon learn. You will soon learn that there are forces that controls where money goes. There are forces that controls where favor goes. You must fight for yours before you stand before anybody and pitch any investment. You must have won in the spirit realm, because there are spirits that they are best fed when you are broke. They are best fed when you are down. Because it is important that somebody like you who can liberate your home does not come out. So they make sure that you never get it. And at the same time, they tell you, it is not about prayer. You just walk and study and appear anywhere. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty when deployed to God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, pulling down every high things that lift themselves against the counsel of God. These are spiritual forces. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down. Sit down. And I'm telling you fact. There are spirits that confuses people before who they will marry. There are many marriages that would have been the will of God if they happened. But they will come and mess and pollute the hair and mess everything up. Sometimes you think that if he says he's not doing it again, it's just about another guy will come. No! If he says he's not doing it again and you knew it was God, enter the prayer room. Hey! You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Enter. Enter. Listen to me. Not because you don't have good self-esteem, but because you are not ready to lose what is yours. Oh no. I'm telling you. You will enter. Oh Lord! Now listen to me. The importance of that prayer is, if the fellow ends up saying he's not doing it, God will take what is on him and count another David. Yeah. How many things do you know that is yours and it's like something took it from you? You know. You knew it that this was yours. You knew it. Something came, messed it up and collected it. And you sit down there and say, what will be. Really? Really? We make what should be. Nothing happens by itself. We make what should be. Shele kata balaba. Rende kabala kade. Rende kabala tabai. Auba kande kabilete. Rende kabul sharaba kade shente. Yende kabru fedika. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. So I'm telling you, spiritual warfare. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. A girl came to me. I think I shared this story with you. I've had this story several times. That no man has ever told her, I love you. No man. No man. I can't remember what exactly God asked me to do. But I did it. As she stepped out, just 3 minutes, she ran back. Because a car just stopped across there. And the guy said, I've been meaning to talk to you, but I don't know why I couldn't. Why couldn't you? He said, I don't know why I couldn't. Why couldn't you? Is it a good thing that every boy that likes you says, I don't know how to talk to you? But you feel it's because you are classy. No, 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 no. Something is misinterpreting you before them. Listen to me. And sometimes there are spirits of hatred. What this does is that they make you sometimes do things with good intention, but misinterpreted by those who should help you. Yeah. Or by those that have destiny ties with you. These things are not casual. They are not normal. You have to stand your ground in the spirit realm and fight. And fight. And fight. And fight. Listen. Listen. If God reveals to you that the devil wants to steal something from you and he ended up stealing it, it's either of these two things. Either you didn't fight enough or you didn't fight the way you should have fought. You must know how to fight enough, then fight with the right weapons. With the right weapons. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes look at some families. I'm telling you, the first sister, somebody broke up her heart. They should marry. Second sister, somebody did the same thing again. Delay. Third sister, somebody did the same. What is that spirit that is making sure everybody, people that should like these girls are humiliating them? Something is not right. No matter how good, if you think it's about, see, listen to me. If you keep ignoring God, you will soon learn in a hard way. That's pride. You will soon learn in a very hard way that it is only God that can help you. When I ask you to pray, will you pray? When I ask you to pray, will you pray? You lift your voice and shout. Every ground I'm losing in the spirit realm. Every forces, powers of darkness contending my grounds with me. Today, I come against you. In the name of the Lord of hosts, you are brought into subjection. Pray. 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 Pray.
Agbara Yesu la nibi ti Jesu gbe joba Agbara Yesu da kosi ti wo Agbara Yesu da nibi ti Jesu gbe joba Agbara Yesu da kosi ti wo.
In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated.
How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you fly when you don't know the ways of the Spirit? How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the Spirit? It's power at work in you. Is bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Is changing everything, yeah, in obedience to Christ. Is transforming everything, yeah, in obedience to Christ. Is changing everything. Is
changing everything. In obedience to Christ,
He's bringing everything.
He's bringing everything. In obedience to Christ,
swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know in His hands is the key to eternal life? A little E and a little B until His wills is done. It's changing everything, yeah.
In obedience to Christ.
It's changing everything.
It's changing everything. In obedience to Christ.
Now sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Yeah, sit down. Sit down. Do you know? Now hear me. Do you know the reason why we charge before we preach? Because preaching is not just about giving out instructions or words. We are confronting principalities and powers. Yeah. It is when those veils are removing, that's what you feel like praying. Without those veils, you will never feel like praying. You will not even know you should pray. It is because those veils are leaving.
Shakata balakatesh.
Now hear me. Hear me. Hear me. When you do life with veiled faces, just like your eyes is covered. Come, look at me, come. Bring your handkerchief. Pastor Joseph, come. Come. Tie this handkerchief. Tie it on his face. Tie it on his face. Can he cover your face? He can't cover his face. Okay, now where am I standing? Locate where I'm standing. That's how many Christians are fighting. That's how they are fighting. They are veiled. So listen. This is where the enemy is. But with veiled face in marriage, you'll be fighting your wife. Yeah. You'll be fighting your child. You'll be fighting your superior at work. You'll be fighting your spiritual father. Because you don't know the real enemy. Oh Lord! Let every veil catch fire.
Let heaven prevail. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying. Sit down. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. The worst form of veil is when the fellow does not even know he needs prayer. Yeah. He needs prayer. That's the worst form of veil. That's the worst form of veil. When the fellow doesn't know he needs prayer. So he doesn't pray. And the devil is busy. He's doing a tactical job that will only be too late when the job is now on the surface. He's doing something underground. Is working something in the man such that by the time it is now clear, the devil is busy. The man cannot even come out. He's already edged around. He's already edged around. It makes him see, listen. It makes him see all the things we are doing as, was it? It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But the devil is busy working. He's doing something. One day at a time. One moment at a time. Hey! 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 I refuse to let him go further. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Sit down. There are parents that the devil has veiled their prosperous children against helping them. Yeah. They are suffering, but Those children will be doing big boys and big girls. And they will never see the reason why they should help their mother. Or help their father. They will help every other person. But they will never help them. How come you look for helpers? They help every other person. But they will never help you. Why? What is wrong with you? Why will they not help you? You know they have it. They let you know they have it. But they don't just know why. It is not coming to their hearts to help you. It's not God trying to make you strong always. Sometimes it's the enemy collecting what belongs to you and making sure that you stay long in it. Listen to me. If you have not learned to control events from the spirit realm, you'll be a victim of the conclusions over there. Your life is going to be a victim of what has been concluded. All the stakeholders have carried their own portion. Even in ministry. Hear me. Even in ministry. I called a pastor and I messaged him and I said, I want to sow a seed to you because I've discerned who you are. And it was soft. I said, I've discerned who you are. Send me your account number. Now, something make me discern who he's at because he's praying. If you're not praying, nobody will discern who you are. Yeah. Nobody would, do you get what I'm saying? Nobody would discern who you are. Something made me discern who he is because he's praying. It is people that have broken through that you discern. If you have not broken through, you are a minister, but you are hidden. Many of you are ministers, you are suffering. Nobody has discerned you. Nobody has, hey, you know you have weight, but nobody is seeing it. Anytime you talk, they just know this person is powerful, but after that, they are go back to veiled again. You have needs, but nobody is discerning your family. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes everybody keep discerning one person that I want to help you. I want to bless you. I want to bless you. Everybody, and there are other people who have broke, who have poor, who have transported, and nobody is even seeing them. Will you pray? People need to discern you too. And discern you. And discern you. Listen. Yeah. Why is there a siege of favor on my life? Why is there a siege on favor? Why is nobody coming? Why do I have to work for everything? Why do I have to struggle for everything? Who is laying siege on favor? On the goodwill of men? On help? Why is there a siege? In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Sit down. Yeah, sit down. I know you don't like the way I'm cutting you short. But so you can go, man, pray. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. There are times people come to give me things I don't even need. And they just come. But I know many people who will need those stuffs.
But why is no? It's not about being a lead pastor. Go and try being a lead pastor who is veiled. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. My spiritual father shared a story, and I think I can share it because he shared it also while he was ministering. That he went somewhere and he was led to give to a pastor. And the pastor called his people. The pastor cried and said, this is the first time in about 35 years of ministry that anybody is giving him anything. He's been blessing the same people in church. They didn't know they should give him. Two-way thing. Number one, the people's life too is under a siege. Because there's something upon that man, if they connect with, they will have something. Yeah, some of you don't know you should give to your pastor, because when we say give, you think his pastor is in need. Yeah. I'm not a veiled person. I see well. So I discern quickly. I know what to do by the grace of God. Yeah, I know what to do. So if you look at my finance, my life, it's not controlled by the wisdom of men. I do things at the time is least. You think anybody who have sense, you not do it. Because I have unveiled face. True revelation of the word. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. So there are people who are veiled. Sometimes I look at a family, there's a siege of death. To kill 1, 2, 3, 4, and then wiping them away. But nobody will still see reasons to pray. Because it looks casual. Anytime you see reasons to pray, a veil has been removed. Yeah. Anytime you don't see reasons to pray, there's a veil there. The devil is always busy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes you tell people to give in church, and you see that the way they are giving 5,000, 2,000, 10,000, people's face has not been unveiled to see what we are talking about. You go and pray. It just occurred to somebody that, hold on, God is saying I should do this. Yeah. And they will do it and see results. And they will see results. Never you try to prosecute life with the energy of the flesh. You can't fight and win that way. You can't fight and win. I'm seeing a calabash on somebody's stomach. Everybody put your hands on your stomach. Yeah, you're going to see what I'm saying now. I'm seeing a calabash on somebody's stomach. Listen, don't pray. Just hear me. I'm going to command it. All eyes closed. I don't know what is inside that stuff, but I command right now. Please. Please. The fire of God is going to come. And just stand where you are. Father, this person that you have revealed, I ask that by your fire, right now, even as I speak, that embargo that the enemy has placed there, it looks... Yeah, physically, I'm spiritually, I'm seeing a calabash, but it has a manifestation of something going on with the person's stomach. That doesn't mean you are demon possessed, but God wants to set you free. I command right now, fire of the Holy Ghost, wherever that person is. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. Let all those demonic load, all those nonsense, burn out now by a mark of fire. All eyes closed. 1, 2, 3. Fire. Now, search across this place and fish this person out with your hands of deliverance. Now, now, burn out. Now, 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 now. Catch fire! Benga. Benga. Shakate barande kabila. Benga. Yeah. Shande kapu shapita baniai arande kapande kapitu aba yende kapishatis. Ouch! Bring that person. Yeah. I told you. Yeah. Bring it quickly. Shate karande ka. This thing is not in noise, it is in power. Yeah. Shande. Hey, more, there are things happening. There are things happening. I see somebody, they are removing a trouser from somebody. I don't know why, but I see somebody, as I'm talking now, your legs are burning. I'm seeing like a rag is being removed from, yeah. I just saw that now. As I'm talking, it's fire of the Holy Ghost. a manifestation of that. This fellow, there's a progress you want to move about mobility that's not been happening, but the fire is burning and they are removing and changing. Yeah, I'm seeing that happening by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, just locate that person. Bring this fellow up. Randy, it's going to happen now. You see it. You see it. Just help them and stand connected. Yakali, push, shakatish. Why, Kati? Come on, lay hands on that stomach. Command. Shende kretiboro tarakata bita. Rande kabita hit budus bendiki bana. Everybody that they've been veiled away from favor, away from helpers, they veiled you for long. You've been alone, as if God is not rich in mercy. Hey! Command those veils to catch fire. Command those veils to catch fire. Command those veils to catch fire. I command those veils to catch fire. I command those veils to catch fire. I command those veils to catch fire. Hey, let me bring her. Bring her for me. Shen decret, Diboron decret. Come, come. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, I receive in the name of Jesus. That which you have revealed, you perfect it. Command now, dissociate from her. Dissociate now, disconnect you. In the name of Jesus. Now! Ever, ever. Hey, hold that, please. Something is happening. There are some of you that when you are moving in the spirit realm, it's like somebody is moving with you. Like you have a child in the spirit realm. It's like something is happening in the spirit realm. I ask that there's a fire of separation right now that has filled every aspect of your life from visibility. Right now, Satan, take off your hands. I command demonic influences to be uprooted. I command spirits misinterpreting events. As I'm speaking, there's no manifestation. Yeah, all over this place. Manifestation. All over. It's going to be happening. You are going to be seeing it. All over this place. I command demonic influences as anything. Whatever it is. In Ife Church, in Lagos Church, everywhere. Those online, everywhere. Demonic operations. A spirit of depression, of sicknesses. Spirit of confusion. Command them now to take off their hands. And loose them and let them go. I command foul spirits. Spirit of lust. Yeah. Spirit of immorality. Spirit that make people see you in a negative light. Spirit of hatred. Loose them now. Take off your hands. Take off your hands from their destiny. Let them go. Yeah, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Now, everybody join your hands together quickly. Those under the anointing, leave them. Leave them. I might be praying simply, but there's a lot of fire burning here. A lot of fire. A lot of fire. No, leave them. Leave them. Leave them under the anointing. Leave them. Leave them. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Just allow her. Join hands together. Fire of the Lord is going to burn across this place. There's things that's going to be happening. Just kabonde kapaya tamba kapupa. Okay, okay. Ushers, you can bring them out now. You can bring them out. All over this place. Any conditions that demons are responsible for. Paya katosh. Ouch. I command you that foul spirit. Get out of them now. Hey. Out. Yeah. Leave them now. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Bring them out. Bring them out. Hey, I said bring them out, my friend. What do you mean? Bring them out. Come on, regulate this place, my friend. Bring them out. Carry them out. Carry them out. Carry them out. Bring them. Bring them. Things are happening. Shakate borokombre vide ketish. Every oppressions of the powers of darkness. Get out. With fear and trembling, you leave your places. Get out. Hey. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Let there be a roar across this place. Bring him out. Bring him, bring him, bring him. That many of you, the hand of God is upon your head right now. Even things you don't know, you are being free from. The things you don't know used to be there. I command. Get out of them. Bring out. Thou foul spirit from the pit of hell. Thou spirit of lukewarmness.
I see you now. Thou spirit of prayerlessness, I see you now. And I command, out! By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. Get out! Bring them out, bring them out. Things are happening. Bring them out. Bring them out. Yeah. Yeah. Yende ke brofede kabos kaya tebo kofedi rai kupate pata kabos sakate fresh fire of the Holy Ghost kabos yeah chains are falling off the chains falling hey. I see the chains falling. Shele kabala kosh. Paya katu shakata. I see the chains falling. I hear the chains.
I hear the chains falling.
Things are still happening. Yeah. Clouds of darkness are rolling away from people. Clouds of darkness. Things have eaten you for long. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 There are seven of you. That what is happening, what's going to happen to you now is that cloud of darkness that laid siege on the dew from heaven. Yeah. Prince of Pasha, they've laid siege on it. Will they roll away? Now hear me, wait. I'm going to command right now. Thou foul spirit of darkness that formed a cloud. Lay up your hands up everybody. This one. That formed a cloud over these people. Seven of you. I command right now. You are going to see manifestation. Please, usher, stand. Because your light is going to turn today, right now. I command. Let the light of God enter into that darkness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them. Yeah, 7 of them. Inside the auditorium, 7 of them. 7. 7. Yeah, it's breaking all over you now. Breaking. Breaking. Yeah, breaking. Breaking. Speak. Breaking now. Yeah. That's it. There are 7 of you. 7 of you. 7 of you. 7. Come on, Tabakatesh. Rai Kabu Shakate Boko Brevedesh. Hey, come, my friend. Come. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Kabu Tabakatesh. 7 of these people I'm talking about, it's still happening as I'm talking to you, it's still happening. 7 clouds that formed over you, your sun has not been shining on your head, is rolled away now. Is rolled away. 7 of them. Yeah. 2 Shakate Boko Rekede Ketis Shele Kambra Frade Shete. Yende keroku shete roku, shekete roku parande kabai, parala teke brefedi shate. Yende krede roku shete. Oh Jesus. Amen. 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 Lift your hands, everybody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Things are happening, so stay where you are. A lot of things are going to be manifesting. I decree and declare in the name that is above all names. Please don't mind the way I'm praying. You just say amen loud and clear. Say that amen with so much fervency. Every cloud and clusters of demons around your life and destiny, they are exposed now. Their operations will not survive this meeting. I rebuke specifically the spirit of manipulation. Wherever they are hidden in any life, scream and leave them now. Shout and leave them now. Yes, lose your grip. Yes, 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 yes. Lose them. Lose your grip. 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 Now! Lose your grip. You've manipulated these destinies enough. Lose your grip. Now, 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 now. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Every spirit of gloominess, spirit of depression, spirit of despondency, pack your load and get out now. Pack your load and get out now. Every spirit, now bring her, yeah. I pray you, Nibi TJ, great job. Come on, dear. I pray you that. Father, today, every veil covering the eyes of these people from hearing what I'm teaching them, and it's not letting them see the importance of going back to listen to the messages I'm teaching them, that is making them not to see and hear it well. I command over this church and everyone connected to me, that spirit breaks now. You foul, ugly looking demon, get out now. In the name of Jesus, get out now. In the name of Jesus, get out now. Yeah. Every veil around this church that is not making people see the spiritual significance of what we are doing in these last days, catch fire now. Every network of demons, catch fire now. You will not survive this meeting. Catch fire now. Everybody under the sound of my voice, light breaks over your destiny. Your own heaven is open in the name of Jesus. Now stand these people up quickly. Yeah, those of you who are in the church in Ife, and yeah, stand them up. I know there are manifestations going on there too. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you are following online or come. No, stand up. I want to pray for you. Come, 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 all of you, come. Come. Join your hands together quickly, quickly. Everybody under the power of the Holy Spirit, join your hands together. Some of you that they've returned back inside, come back outside and join your hands together. Quickly, quickly. I want to do something. Quickly. Join your hands together. Quickly, where are they? Come. Oh, Father, Kade, Shande. Yeah. Yeah. Busayo, you are going to be a vessel of God to nations. And the fire of God that caused people you to do exactly what you should do. To come into that comes upon you. There's a grace that helps people to do exactly what they should do in destiny. Bring her up. Bring her up. Bring her up. I ask that that hand rest upon you. From today, your spiritual weight is increased. Same as I have, I give you. It doesn't matter how dead the place is. When you stand there, God will show up. In the name of Jesus. Rest now. Yeah. Shake Friday Shed. Rabbi Shatosh. Father, now something is going to, join your hands together. Something is going to happen to all of you. From the first person all over, I ask that fresh fire from above that ignite every aspect of your life. Rest, 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 rest. Fresh fire. Rest upon them. Fire of prayer. Fire of fasting, fire to stay in the presence of the Lord. Fresh, help them. Something very strong is coming upon you. Fresh fire. Even you that you are the pastor too is fresh. Something fresh is coming very strong upon your life.
Something very strong is coming upon your hands. Something very, very fresh. Something very, very fresh is coming. Yeah. These hands are not empty, so I know what is coming upon you. Touch ya! Kabota bakatisha. All of you pastors, lift your hands. Fresh fire comes. Fresh. Fresh. Come, come, come. Such as I have, I ask that the Lord give you. I ask that atmosphere, even respect, the grace upon your life. Freshness. Fresh. Fresh. Help them. Nobody have laid hands on them. All of them. Yeah. Freshness. Fresh fire comes. Fresh fire. Freshness. Help them. Help them. Help them. Freshness. Freshness of grace. Freshness. 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 God is adding the prophetic to your portion. The prophetic is coming upon your portion. Yeah, the prophetic is coming. Grace. Come and stand behind him too. Like a river. Like a river. Like a river is coming. Freshness. 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 I that sees the name of Jesus. Yeah. It is happening all over. Everywhere people are connected today, there's fresh fire. If there's anybody here who feels there's a demonic siege around your prayer life, right now receive the fire. You didn't say that amen loud and clear. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now give the Lord a big hand. Yeah. Please be seated.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.